Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and we're actually recording after Father's Day. So it's the day after Father's Day today. So we wanted to do just a sort of quick podcast on Father's Day.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And don't know where it's going to go, but I think ultimately it's an important day for us fathers. We're both fathers. And I think it's interesting, Stelly mentioned that he wanted to do this, and it's interesting you mentioned that because like this was a very interesting Father's Day for me. Mm. And interesting in a great way where like I actually felt the need, and I texted you too. I actually felt the need to text as many fathers as I could remember yesterday and just say happy Father's Day. And I don't think I've ever really done it. I've done it to like a few people, but like I'm talking like I probably hit like 20 or 30 people. And I don't know. It just meant something to me this year in a different way. Not sure why.
Mm. So interesting because I mean, first of all, I got a very sweet text from you and I was really happy about that. And I wrote you something back. And you were the only person to text me about Father's Day, by the way. So you really stood out for me. But I saw so many messages on social media about it. Maybe last year I was not mentally there. I don't know what it was, but this year more so than ever before, I was like, wow, everybody's sharing something related to Father's Day. Like what is going on? It was like my stream was flooded with content around this, which, you know, made me, I mean, for me, it made me do one thing that's maybe not really practical or really doesn't have anything to do with startups, but it did make me step back and remember to be grateful that I'm a dad and, you know,
yeah,
and that I'm like having a chance, at least with my oldest. My oldest is now, this year was kind of interesting because my father died when I was six. So last year when he turned 6 years, and he's going to turn, my oldest is going to turn seven in like exactly 14 days. when he turned six, I was like, okay, so, you know, I was this old when my dad died. It was so interesting to see. I was like, I was so tiny and I thought I was a bit older. Like, it's just like a good kind of a funky thing to have my son as like a way to relive that or go through that experience of like what six even means, what that age even means. But also it's like for me a little bit of a, wow, I'm grateful that I get to spend more time with him than my dad and I got to spend together, right? So it's kind of a reminder for me to be grateful and how much I actually enjoy and love having two little monsters as my sons. So that was kind of a big thing about the whole thing. And it was really beautiful. There were so many nice messages. People shared so many stories about their parents and their fathers. And I don't know if this has been as intense every year and I just missed it, or if this year, for whatever reason, was more special than before in terms of how much people shared around this.
Yeah, yeah. I got some really sweet messages back from people. And I don't know, it's something in the air maybe. I don't know, but I definitely feel like it was different. And I like the grateful and the gratitude part of what you said, because I think it's great whether it's Father's Day, Mother's Day, or any of these things where we're actually celebrating a type of human in our life, right? And it's mother and father typically. And it's, you know, whether you have a, you know, great relationship, whatever kind of childhood, whatever you had, I think there's definitely ways to express this. A friend of mine, Melissa, she shared on Facebook how she never really had a father. And growing up, like, I guess, you know, he wasn't around at all. And her mother raised her. And she mentioned how, and she included me in this, super humbled by this, but like that she has role models, right? That she mm-hmm. kind of described as like embodying that for her, and there's a bunch of us in there. And so I think that, all I can say is I think something was in the air. It seemed like a really beautiful day on social media as well as I think in the real world for many of us with our kids, that's special, you know. And it's nice to like recognize that. I'm not sure if I've experienced that before in the past either.
Yeah, it's interesting, huh? Well, it's beautiful. I don't need to know. I don't need to know why or understand it. It just made me grateful for, like, probably was one of the best days on social media that I can remember in just terms of sheer amount of, like, really sweet, emotional things people share about their personal lives. Yep. And people that really matter to them. That's super nice. One thing that I think might be an interesting idea for this kind of special, unique, or different episode is, instead of talking about, which we can, and I think we have in some ways in the past, talking about, like, what does it mean to be a dad when you run a startup? I don't know. I'm not as inspired to talk about that. But what I'd love to do is maybe share either a special moment or a special lesson that we learned recently from our children or with our children that may or may not be in some way useful in other areas of life as well, maybe even in, like, running your startup. I do have an example, hence why I'm proposing this. So if you're up for it, I'll share first, and then you can follow me after.
Please, yeah, go ahead.
All right, so here's a lesson that I learned. It took me a long time to learn. So my oldest son he's 6, he's about to turn 7, and he's a super ambitious dude. He looks exactly like his mother. So it's like blonde hair, blue eyes. He's got all the good looks from his mom, but he has my personality, like 100%. When I look, like, his personality is very much like mine. And one of those things, one of the ways that expresses itself is that he was since birth, since he's been a little baby, just very ambitious and very driven. And so I love that about him. But one thing that frustrates me about him is something that is a weakness that I had for a long time, and maybe I still have in some ways, that he's a pretty talented little kid. And most things that he does or tries to learn, he has a pretty easy time doing pretty well on these tasks or new experiences. So when he struggles, he is getting frustrated much quicker than usual. So, and I judge him pretty harshly for that. Or in the past, I've been, like, frustrated with him for that, because I'm, like, trying to teach him that when things are difficult, that's a good thing. That means that he can really grow and really learn. And, you know, his character is going to be measured on, like, how many difficult things he learns to overcome, not how easy things are for him. So trying to impart these important lessons, and sometimes he's not, you know, that interested in learning them. And so we've had, like, our fair share of, like, frustrating moments with each other. And recently there was a moment where, you know, he was trying to do something, it wasn't working. And I was about to, like, he was about to get frustrated about it. And I was about to get frustrated because he's getting frustrated. And then I realized, that was just a moment where I realized that as he was trying to do this thing, there were many people in the room, but he was constantly looking at me, just checking in with me, if I'm looking at him, if I'm observing him. And I don't know what it was, but in a moment it clicked for me. And I realized, when I'm around, I'm actually making it a lot harder for him, because he really wants to impress me. He really wants to do well in front of me. And so when he has a difficult time and I'm there, I am a big part of why he gets frustrated so much then, and why he wants to stop engaging in that activity, because he doesn't want to look bad in front of his dad, right? And, like, you could really tell the way he was looking at me while he was struggling, that he really didn't want me to see his struggle, right? And then I realized, oh shit, I'm part of the problem, right? I'm actually making the situation worse. Instead of going there and, like, being stern with him and telling him about him that he needs to keep struggling in front of me, I need to have a bit more compassion and actually understand that, you know, that he has a hard time being vulnerable in front of me. So maybe just showing him that it's okay to fail at something in front of dad, and that I don't judge him for that, is a much better way for me to help him than going there and giving him, like, a speech about struggle is good, struggle is important. And so since I learned that lesson, we have a few moments where usually they would escalate and I would get frustrated and I would talk to him about these things, and I haven't. And I've seen, it's too early to really tell, but I've seen in a number of situations, I think I've observed him, like, us both dealing better with struggle together, right? And me being less of a, of a source of acceleration for him not to want to fail at something or look bad at something. So, and it took me a long time. This is something like for 2 years I've been asking myself, how can I help him get better at this, until I realized, oh, I'm actually a big source of why he's having such a difficult time with this. And to me, that translates really well to some of the challenges I've even had in the company, where when I get involved with something or when people present certain things in front of me, just for the mere fact that I'm in the room, it makes it harder for people sometimes to succeed, because they really want to impress me, because they feel like I'm this important or special person. And so a way to help them is to give them even more empathy and show them how okay it is to not be perfect in front of me, versus judge them for maybe their nerves or their struggle or whatever else. So yeah, that's been probably one of the most profound lessons I've learned from my little guy recently.
That's pretty awesome. That's really awesome. I just talk to my kids more, and I've just started doing that. I mean, they're 5 and 9, and I was talking to my son, and I asked him, does he remember something from when he was younger? He's 9. And, you know, I kind of did this because I want to remember things from my childhood, just experiences that are just in my memory, just there, and that I can't forget, or that can teach me something. And he literally right away mentioned, like, oh, I was 3 years old. I was eating mashed potatoes, and he had a babysitter at the time, and he recalls not wanting to eat the mashed potatoes, and somehow he ends up breaking up the plate, and it was a glass plate, and the babysitter cut her finger, and he remembers that. And to me, it was just a fascinating moment. I wouldn't have thought that he would remember something like that. Mm. And it was pretty fascinating to me to see that he could remember it from 6 years ago, and it's still in his memory. Part of the reason is, I think those are the types of things that I personally like just want to understand about myself, which is like, what did my childhood experiences create for me in my head? What kind of stories am I holding and carrying? And so it was really insightful to see the one that he might be holding as a result of that experience.
That's incredible. What question did you ask him that led to him sharing this experience that he remembered?
I just asked him, do you remember anything from when you were younger?
And you didn't specify what age. You just said, do you remember things from when you were younger? And that was the first thing that popped up in his head?
Yep, exactly.
That's incredible. I need to ask that. Well, now I'm going to ask that question as well.
You should. It's fascinating. But,
I'm dying to hear what they're going to say.
Exactly, right? So, yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, that's a beautiful thing to do. And it's so such a simple thing, but so rare. Like, I'm not sure if I've ever talked.